Good morning. My guest this morning is Marty Pistone from the 6th Street Playhouse. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, you are directing The Graduate. What an amazing show. How did you come to – was it you that chose this show?
No, Craig Miller chose the show, and he asked me to direct it, and I took it on, and I think it's hard because it's an iconic film.
Probably everyone has seen the movie, but certainly not everyone has seen it on stage. Have you?
No, I haven't seen it on stage. This is a premiere for me. But we're taking a different approach. You know, I'm approaching it a little bit differently, so then we don't have that because I can't compete with a movie. And so we're working, but we're using some of the aspects of the film in just very tiny, tiny ways. Uh-huh.
Well, talk about some of the differences between your production and the movie.
Well, we just have a stage, basically a proscenium. I have no red car zipping around. But I wanted to handle it as a kind of a 60s confused young man who has come to the times when it's, you know, was it tune in, turn on, and drop out for us 60s people.
Uh-huh.
And I want to come to that where it's coming out of the 50s into the 60s, a new age where things are more open, and he's out there trying to figure himself out and away from the Leave It to Beaver class, you know, and into something like the 60s.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing to hang that on.
Yeah, but
looking back to the 60s, the movie came out in 1967, so it was right in front of our faces.
Yeah.
But now,
the play takes place in the 60s, 64 I chose, because it's after the turmoil, Kennedy was shot, 63, we have the Vietnam War. It's you know, starting to rear, you know, it's getting ugly, even though they've been down there in the 50s, it's really starting to get ugly. And of course, we already had the Cuban Missile Crisis, and civil rights issues are huge, and people searching for another way to do things. And so I kind of indoctrinated some of the people in the show who are not 60s people, who didn't grow up there like us. And, you know, I had my family in Vietnam, and myself was had my draft card, but I didn't go because it ended.
No, thank you.
No. Well, it ended when I was, you know, 73, and then I was already going to college by the time.
Right.
But what the difference in my production, I don't, you know, it's the presentation, I guess. I'm trying to present it. The stage is going to be built in kind of a Carol Burnett show kind of feeling, where there isn't going to be any solid walls. We're going to do a transition from space to space with lights and sound and time. But I did throw in two guitar players. We will have music of the time. There'll be a little bit of Simon and Garfunkel, but I start the show with Bob Dylan, The Times They Are A-Changing.
And then, perfect.
And then we move into, you know, there's Blowing in the Wind. I have Sam Cooke trying to keep – so for the scene transitions, that we will have live music for that of that time to bring people back into that era. And at the same time, I'm working it as a very banterish kind of funny play, you know, a lot of tongue-in-cheek. It's serious and funny at the same time. You can't go too broad. But I want to make sure the humor really sticks out in that because I think it'll translate.
Well, this really does sound like a great show, as you say, for people who experience the 60s only from films or from some kind of historic distance.
Yeah. But I want to make it, you know, a broader audience, of course, to people who've never seen it, you know, and who maybe can understand the feeling of a young person trying to disassociate himself from a way of life, and then at the same time he's disillusioned, you know, with what he was brought up in, and now he's searching for something else.
Right. Great. Marty, good luck with the show.
Thank you so
much. It sounds fantastic. Let's tell people once again that this is the 6th Street Playhouse production of The Graduate.
Yes.
Directed by Marty Pistone.
Starring David Raymond and Courtney Walsh and Katie Kelly Stowe, which is, they're really great actors. I really love them.
For information, 523-4185. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.